18 of the 20 winners who work in the shipping department at the Quaker Oats plant in Cedar Rapids entered the media room at Iowa Lottery headquarters in Des Moines, just like most other winners, to meet with reporters. But Iowa Lottery CEO Terry Rich made a first-of-its-kind announcement before turning things over to the winners of the largest single jackpot in state history.
Lawyers for the group stated that the members of the Shipping 20 want their individual names to remain confidential and intend to request an injunction to that effect, which is allowed under Iowa's open records law. The lottery believes the names are public, should be disclosed, but understanding the specifics of this law, we've agreed to give the group 10 business days to seek that injunction.
One of the winners, identified only as Al, said their reason for not revealing their names is simple.
Privacy. Just privacy.
Al's been purchasing tickets for the Shipping 20 for several years. He says they only buy tickets when the jackpots get large. Each of the 20 will take home $5.6 million after taxes. Whether their complete identities will ever be known is now up to a judge. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.